Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observers' signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday it will take up an appeal by President Trump's campaign challenging thousands of mail-in votes cast in Philadelphia that were missing information on return envelopes. Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be ready for distribution within weeks. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells CNBC the defeat of COVID-19 started last January.
10 months later, after we supported the R&D program, we stood up manufacturing, commercial-scale manufacturing of Moderna. 10 months later, we've got this incredible data, 90% plus effectiveness, relatively clean safety profile. It's just a historic day in public health.
States and territories are preparing to begin distributing the vaccine within 24 hours of receiving FDA approval. With news that the FAA was clearing the Boeing 737's MAX to return to the skies, it prompted a positive reaction in Renton, Washington, where the plane is assembled. Renton City Councilmember Randy Corman said, "It's definitely a reason to celebrate." USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The legal process of the 2020 presidential election continues. Let's get an update from USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing its challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases are still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican said Wednesday that it's important to go through the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier. Unless that's done thoroughly, and I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome, that's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football has the Arizona Cardinals traveling to Seattle and play the Seahawks. Quarterback Russell Wilson.
Yeah, let's just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging, you know, those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Ms. Megan Barks, joins us now. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But like you, man, I'm telling you, there is so much to keep an eye on. Sidney Powell herself said the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. And at every turn, it's unbelievable. But, of course, the mainstream media is missing in action totally. They don't want to report on this obvious voter fraud that's been taking place that is absolutely corrupted and invalidated, in my humble opinion, the entire election for 2020.
And I don't disagree with you at all, Bill. You know, as you know, we've been talking for at least 4 years now. And for 5 years that I've lived in Nevada, I have been reporting on voter fraud in Clark County. What we uncovered just through volunteers of mine, which include former federal investigators, private investigators, as well as lawyers and data analysts, you know, we uncovered so much fraud in 2016, and no one would take a look at it, including the chairman of the Republican Party and the local FBI office. And so when the Democrats pushed for mail-in ballots, I kept saying the fraud is in the voter rolls.
Yes.
If they mail ballots based on these dirty voter rolls, we are going to have a dirty election. And guess what? I hate to be right, but I was exactly right.
Exactly.
You know, Bill, we are a republic. We are not a banana republic. One thing that we have prided ourselves on are free, fair, open, and transparent elections. We don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the Democrats not allow Republican poll watchers in or observers to observe the count and the voting? What are they hiding?
They're cooking the books.
Why did they stop the count on election night for hours? I've never seen that before in my life. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, Joe Biden gets 300,000 ballots found in Michigan. All ballots go to Joe Biden. 140,000 ballots in Wisconsin. All ballots go to Joe Biden. What if the rolls were reversed? What if Trump all of a sudden found 300,000 ballots in Michigan, found 140,000? The Democrats would be outraged.
Absolutely.
And actually, the cities around this country were prepared for Democrat outrage because they were boarding up their storefronts with plywood.
Yeah, that's quite the tell, isn't it? I mean, and the deal is that according to an insider, Megan, with Dominion Voting Systems, they knew as soon as things were shut down, they knew exactly what was in play because it's exactly the same pattern that they used to elect Cesar Chavez and Maduro in Venezuela. You know, this has been something that they've been utilizing around the world in communist-controlled countries particularly.
Yes, let us not forget that communism is never voted in. Communism is through force and through fraud. Communism is implemented through force and through fraud. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. The implementation of totalitarian control over this country because of dirty elections, hidden results, and fraud.
Well, no doubt their point was the Oval Office, because look what happened down line. How many House representatives from the Republican Party were elected? We're probably talking at least a dozen. And so when you look at those numbers don't coincide with the net results of Joe Biden distancing one Donald Trump in the vote count. This just doesn't make sense.
No, and when something doesn't make sense, it's not true. How is it that Donald Trump had more of the Hispanic vote than any president since Ronald Reagan in 1984? He had more of the black vote ever in this election. And somehow he, at statewide levels, we win, and somehow in the national levels, he loses. How is it that in Wayne County, specifically one precinct, has 350% more votes than registered voters?
Yeah. Well, it's anomalies like this, and there is an attorney that has put out a website that is quite compelling. I don't know if you saw this, Megan, but it is quite shocking, where he documents 69 irregularities. We'll leave it at that for right now. And it's right there along with its sourcing. I mean, never in our lives have we seen fraud like this to this scale. And, I sent you a piece that I had written the other day about the mainstream media being MIA and all this. This is also uncharacteristic. You tell me when the mainstream media cannot smell a headline and go after something like this, that number one is controversial, number two will build trust with their subscribers, and number three, increase the number of their subscribers, which affects the bottom line in terms of revenue. And they've absolutely dodged this huge headline that is happening right before their face. But the reason is because the current outcome is exactly what they had planned and what they put together with big tech and with these corporate donors and these Marxists. This is all one humongous cabal.
What we're witnessing is another political coup against this president, like we witnessed them carry out for the last 4 years, utilizing the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, et cetera.
Exactly.
The mainstream media, we must remember that honest journalism is dead. Mm. But it seems to be as though Barr is absent in this whole entire thing, when the DOJ has a specific election integrity division under their civil rights division. Mm. The FBI has investigators specifically for electoral fraud. Where are they? What the FBI did to that whistleblower who came forward from the post office was intimidate a whistleblower instead of actually investigate his claim.
Right. But they sure took care of that whistleblower that went after Trump earlier last year, didn't they?
Goes much farther than the MSM and the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Wray should be fired. Bill Barr should be dragged in front of a camera and asked important questions of where the hell is he?
Yes. Well, what about Gina Haspel? Gina knew about this situation. This was reported to her, even by Democrats. Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren brought it to her attention. This was over a year ago. And, where's the FBI? Where's the CIA in all this?
Well, again, we have compromised bureaucracies that have been compromised by those who have that put their political ideologies first and over the rule of law. They had a duty to uphold the Constitution, not fundamentally transform it.
Well, they've let us down big time, and here we are where the majority of Americans today, and this is even, and they admit this polling, Megan, which is quite interesting. They say that it is prejudiced on the Democrat side, and yet 51% of Americans are saying that they believe that the election was rigged.
Well, I got to tell you, Bill, and I don't think that you knew this, but the March on Washington that we witnessed this last Saturday, I was one of the main organizers. We only had 6 days to pull that together. It was me and about 20 other people talking scripted messaging and direct messaging in order to get as many people as possible to D.C. to demand that this government, this country, the Democrats stop the steal.
Megan, I'll tell you what. Let's go to a quick break because I want to pick that up when we come back. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, continues. Megan, I think you may have told me about the MAGA march, and it was interesting because before you told me, I think it was like Tuesday before, I had thought, I go, boy, I'll tell you, we need to do a march on D.C., on all the Capitol steps of every state across the country, and, you know, and I found out later, you know, subsequently that you were involved with it, and I spoke with Brooke McGowan. She came on and reported what happened there, and all eyes for many of us were what was happening in the nation's capital and the abuse that took place afterwards. First of all, though, it was absolutely incredible, and I thought that, you know, the mainstream media, of course, they talked about thousands, and some said tens of thousands, but then I found out subsequently even the D.C. police said, oh, no, there was a million people plus that were there, you know, for that event. So congratulations for all your efforts. Maybe I channeled a bit of what you were thinking about when I thought about this should happen. And before I knew it, then I heard, man, this is happening. I said, this is awesome. And then we saw what happened on Saturday. And sadly, we saw what happened Saturday night as well when the Hellions came out and started beating up on conservatives and families and, you know, scaring the holy what have you out of, you know, everyday citizens who were there at the nation's capital, at their capital, and they're being beat up and chased out of town. That is ridiculous.
Yes, and they were being beat up and chased out of town. They were being cold cocked. They were being injured. They were being maligned. The hotel we were staying at, they attempted to firebomb the hotel. They had to close off all of the streets. And those are Biden supporters.
Yes.
That is the radical left. This is the slippery slope we face, that if the left doesn't get their way, they'll resort to violence. Do you really believe that the party who calls Antifa a myth wouldn't steal an election? Do you really believe that the party who called voter fraud a myth for years wouldn't steal an election? Do you really believe that the party who believes that looting is justified in the name of social justice wouldn't loot this election in social justice? This is why we marched. Hundreds of thousands, if not a million people, were there. 2 miles between Freedom Plaza and the Supreme Court were packed with patriots. From sidewalk to sidewalk, from north to south, east to west. We are bringing these protests to the state capitals again this Saturday. You can go to stoptheSteal.us and find your closest location. I am en route to Atlanta, Georgia. The protests in Atlanta, Georgia started on Wednesday. They will continue today. They will be there on Friday, as well as a huge protest at the Georgia State Capitol with Vernon Jones, who is who defected from the Democrat Party, state legislator in Georgia. We will all be there on Saturday at high noon to demand that there is transparency in the Georgia recounter audit, to demand that the Georgia legislature convene and step in order to provide a constitutional protection to free and fair elections. That is the job of the legislature, not some judge, not some radical left-wing activist, and not some compromised poll watcher or ballot counter that is now found to count Trump ballots as Biden ballots without any oversight whatsoever. They continue to find ballots and memory cards in Fulton County, Georgia. This should show you just how out of control the entire election system is. And the only way that we're going to bring transparency and shine light on this is with boots on the ground and active Americans. And I encourage you to join us in Atlanta or find your state capitol and be heard.
Well, Megan, I couldn't thank you enough for doing this on behalf of the people, because this is critical. As you say, boots on the ground. This is what we the people looks like. We the people, a government of, for, and by, this is what it looks like. It doesn't look like what, you know, the bureaucrats and the, you know, traditional deep state lever pullers would want us to believe that it is. And if we don't put a line in the sand and say, hell no, no more, then what does it look like for the midterms? What does it look like 4 years from now, Megan?
We will never win another election again. It will be a totalitarian takeover of this state. We will have elections that have been compromised by those who wish to fundamentally transform this country into a third world socialist hellhole instead of a free and fair republic. This election, unfortunately, had to show us just how corrupt and deep the corruption goes and how there are foreign actors interfering in our elections that are changing the vote, deleting votes, and manipulating systems in order to win elections. We cannot let this happen, or as I said, we will turn from a republic into a banana republic overnight.
We'll lose the country. There's no doubt about it.
We will.
Yeah, the attorney I was referring to is Robert Barnes. He's the famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney you may be aware of. His website, hereistheevidence.com, has that 69 different instances of election irregularities. Maybe Juan Williams should look at those because he says, where's the evidence? You take a look at these irregularities that are listed on this website. It is impossible, I believe, anybody of reason to come away thinking that we had a free and fair election. We already know anecdotally, based on the survey, and I'm trying to remember who did the survey, but it was by a credible polling organization. Oh, it was Reuters. Reuters was the one that did it, that said that the majority of Americans believed that this last election was fraught with voter fraud.
Well, imagine, Bill, if StopTheSteal.us, all of our national organizers, had 60 days to plan a march instead of six. Imagine how many millions of people we could have gotten on at Freedom Plaza and the Supreme Court. We only had 6 days.
Amazing. I mean, the fact that you could do something like that in 6 days and have a million people come out to support this event, that's quite revealing in and of itself, isn't it?
Correct. So when you say 51% of the people, I would probably say that's a little bit light. Polls have been shown to be wrong no matter how reputable they are. People, I've always said, give people a place, give people a space, allow them to be heard. One thing about these marches and these rallies at state capitals across the country is it shows that you are not alone.
Yes.
You are not alone. What you are thinking, the worst that you are thinking about this country is truly happening right before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we can impact and affect change is if we come together, we put boots on the ground, and we apply the pressure that is needed to demand our constitutional rights and our protection of free, fair, and transparent elections.
Exactly. And Megan, I know you yourself directly have been personally attacked on several occasions, if not many. And we saw these attacks take place. And I know that you were also wise enough to have some support. But there was too many people, and even the D.C. police, I thought, did a poor job in protecting innocents. Going forward, I know that the guys there, the Proud Boys and others, who were there to support Stop the Steal, will reorganize and find a better way in which to combat this so that they're protecting, you know, conservatives against these anarchists and Black Lives Matter activists who want to come in, and they're such cowards. I mean, look at how they travel. They travel like a pack of wolves. They can't do anything individually, but as a group they come in, they segregate, and then they go and attack, you know, 12 on one, like they did with that one gentleman that was bleeding from his ears and from his face, that no doubt probably sustained a concussion.
Well, what we are encouraging everyone to do is, number one, do not go out at night because the animals and the wolves come out at night.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and we have these rallies during the day.
Yes.
Number two, travel with a group. 10 people would be preferred. Find people in the crowd that, you know, might have parked where you parked, or at least go to a safe, bright space when you leave and go in a group. Just grab 10 people that are around you, say, let's walk here, and then from there we'll get an Uber. Because they aren't going to attack a group. They
exactly.
will, like you said, single out individuals that are walking alone or just with a few people or even with children. These animals will attack families.
Exactly. Yeah.
With children.
She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Real quick, where they can go, the website for more information for this weekend?
StopTheSteal.us.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Admittedly, this has been an overwhelming year for people across the United States, from the COVID-19 health crisis to the devastating wildfires and hurricanes that have battered our communities. Americans have faced a multitude of challenges this year. Direct Relief is a leading nonprofit humanitarian medical organization recognized the need for early intervention in the coronavirus pandemic. On January the 27th, it dispatched its first shipment of PPE in response to the outbreak from China. On January 28th, a month before the CDC confirmed the first case of community spread in the U.S., Direct Relief deployed thousands of N95 masks, protective gowns, and exam gloves to health facilities. Over the next 6 months, the organization delivered 17,553 medical aid shipments to 2,591 health facilities in 54 U.S. states and territories and 86 countries. Additionally, it's issued more than $40 million in grants to community health centers, clinics, and other nonprofit health providers serving people across the U.S. and the world at disproportionate risk from COVID-19 and other emergencies such as wildfires and storms, as if all that has not been enough. Well, Thomas Tighe is with us. He's the president and CEO of Direct Relief. It's a nonprofit humanitarian medical organization. He's the former COO of the Peace Corps. Thomas, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we know Americans have always been giving people, even in the midst of their own tragedy. I mean, when ever anything occurs on an international spectrum or even maybe even in another state, Americans are quick to line up and to give. It's just part of our heart, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, you know, as all the things you were just talking about this year, it is kind of scary on the one hand just to hear the litany of challenges. But, you know, it's inspiring. From my perspective, really the only people we meet here at Direct Relief are people who are trying to do something for somebody else, and often despite the tough situation that they and everyone else are in. So it is a great tradition. I think it's a great quality of the United States and the American people, this desire just to not leave all of the stuff that needs doing to the government, although, you know, we're good at blaming the government when we find a shortcoming, but there's no hesitation to step in and do it what you can in your own town, in your state, in your country, or even, as you said, around the world. And that, if there's any silver lining through 2020, we have certainly had the privilege of seeing just how strong that quality of people is it around the country, for sure, and also around the world.
Well, without a doubt, Thomas, this is what we've been saying, that this is a government of, for, by we the people, and this is what we the people in action looks like. The other thing that we're determining and experiencing is that people who do serve and think outside of themselves are the ones that are probably most calm in dealing with all this. I mean, it's amazing. So the idea of giving is really adds to our healing, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, as you were talking, I was struck that, you know, the come through a political season, and Direct Relief is, you know, assiduously apolitical. We've been 72 years and out of politics. Strikes me that, you know, political discussion is kind of what you want everyone else to do. It's the rules of society. And it differs from philanthropy. Philanthropy is what you do, what you choose to do. It's your choice. And I think it kind of defines people much more so than whatever political candidate they may vote for. And I love that. I think it's really a privilege. As you said, I worked in government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nice to do similar work, but without that baggage, and purely because it's people believe in it, provide the support, and allow it to go forward without any of those types of, unfortunately, you know, issues that cloud perceptions, I think, politics.
It really does transcend that, no doubt. Well, as people are looking at their end of year giving, Thomas, how do you suggest to help them prioritize, you know, their giving this year?
Yeah, you know, I think it's such a big question. I think the important thing is what individuals themselves care about, and that's something that is deeply personal to each of us. Mm-hmm. So no one can tell you what you should care about. That's your choice. But it's worth a little reflective thought if you are in a position to make any support, if you're interested in or want to or can. What do you care about? There's so many compelling causes. Many of you that you've ticked off, you know, we're kind of close to certain of those issues, humanitarian health issues, but the environmental issues and animal welfare and things for veterans and people who are homeless and the arts and sports programs are all deeply compelling. But, you know, it's your choice, and it's worth some reflective thought. And once you find what you care about and want to lean into if you can, then I think it's also worth spending a little time trying to make sure that you find a group that will put your money to that purpose well.
Exactly.
And use the And that's why you have groups like Charity Navigator and the other rating agencies to help people make informed decisions about how their money will be used. But no one can really tell you what you should care about. That's deeply personal.
Without a doubt. But, you know, accountability is important, and this is where Charity Navigator does come into play here, because you can see how much is actually going to administrative cost if you're, putting your good money into a charity that, I've heard 75% going into administrative cost. I mean, that's outlandish. I think average is, somewhere between 10. I think they'll accept as much as like 25% as kind of the normal range of administrative cost. Us, right?
Right. And I think they do a good job of having a simple scorecard of how much you spend, the charitable donations you receive on what. And I think, you know, many groups sound great, but, there's not really a correlation between the quality of your fundraising material and the quality of your work itself. Sometimes there's an inverse correlation. You know, if you're spending too much on fancy fundraising, you know, it's coming at the expense of putting that time and effort into the work itself. So I like the fact that there's independent reviews that can look at how the money is being spent. And some of it, increasingly, the qualitative measures of, like, what did they do? Was the work good itself? I mean, it sounds good, but how did it do any good? You know, what's exactly a good food bank? That's a good food bank. And that's a bit of a different challenge, but it's getting to that point so the donating public can be better informed, make informed choices. And ultimately, that keeps the nonprofit sector, you know, honest and exactly responsive to the public that supports them.
Well, we're talking with Thomas Tighe, President and CEO of Direct Relief, a nonprofit humanitarian medical organization. He's the former COO of the Peace Corps. Thomas, two final questions here as we wrap things up. You know, for people who think that, you know, I'd love to give, but boy, this has been a rough year. I just don't have the extra money to give this year. What do you say to them?
Well, first, I hope they're doing okay. You know, I think it's certainly not something to feel guilty or in any way ashamed about. I think it's a lot of people have found themselves former contributors and find themselves needing some help that they didn't expect or ever anticipated this year. So first of all, you know, I've 10 years of Catholic school. I've had enough guilt.
I'm right with you.
Don't worry about it. And also don't forget that you can lend support through ways other than financial support. I think your voice, people look to each other for guidance. So if you know an organization, believe in it, and have supported it in the past, let other people know. That's like gold to an organization to have a support. You publicly say, I know this group. They do good work with your name on it. That is far more important than people may think, and even more important than money sometimes, because it allows other people to see who's been involved. So, I think that's certainly what you can do with your voice and influence and reputation. Lending it to groups and causes you care about is really important.
Well, without a doubt, as we wrap things up, remind everybody quickly where they can go for more information.
DirectRelief.org is the website, and since we last talked, Bill, you can now subscribe to the news feed from Direct Relief on Apple News and Google News and Bing News and even a podcast. It's not as good as the Bill Martinez show. We're working on it.
Well, whatever I can do to help you out, Thomas, I'm there for you, buddy, okay?
Thank you very much, Bill.
All right, you take care. All right. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Thomas Tighe right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the home more important than ever, more than half of prospective homebuyers are planning to buy sooner rather than later, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. In fact, many are actively looking at properties and homes and researching financial advice. However, one in five hopeful buyers feel they lack financial education, making it difficult to know how to move forward with confidence. AJ Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
Home buying is a personal decision, and there's no secret formula to assessing emotional and financial readiness. Luckily, being armed with the right tools and knowledge can help you feel better equipped for the home buying journey. Our first-time home buyer online edu-series provides an easy-to-understand roadmap to home buying and allows you to go at your own pace as experts guide you on preparing your finances, making an offer, applying for a mortgage, and much more.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homebuyer.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Well, you got to know, after everything is all said and done, maybe all that we've been going through will be a movie that you could think could only happen on the big screen. That it's just so unbelievable what is happening in our country today. What do you think? A majority of America feels that, and you can't blame them for having doubt in the results of this election. So how do we proceed? How do we move forward in this and somehow not tear the country apart? We've been so divided for so long, and I know that some of the talking heads want to put everything at the feet of Donald Trump. And I think that Donald Trump's been a convenient piñata for the mainstream media for near 4 years. I mean, the division has been going on for a number of years, even before Barack Obama. Some people want to say, Barack Obama, go to Bill Clinton and you can find reason for division there. George H.W. Bush, just go right on down the line. And even as great as it is and as great as we want to remember Ronald Reagan, don't forget, it wasn't like everybody agreed with what's going on. In fact, there's still some hearty debate on, how good a job did Ronald Reagan actually do? And I know for some of you, you may be shocked to even hear that. But, yeah, look, this is the reality of the America we live in. And, let's even go back. As I've said many times, when you go back to the beginnings of this country, it's not like there was 100% agreement. Not everybody agreed with this unique experiment that our founding fathers, it started out with the Pilgrims. I mean, if you remember from your history books, when they first came over, they first experimented with socialism. They said, okay, one for all, for one, we're all in this together, we're going to work. And what they found out was that the people that didn't have skin in the game and, didn't want to work, they didn't work. But they still ate. Everything still went well for them. And until,
you know, the other people who are working their tails off and providing for them, going, hey, what's going on? You know, this is an able-bodied person. He's just sitting there getting fat and happy at the expense of my own labor. You know, that's not right. And so the thing started to fall apart until the leadership said, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a piece of land. And what you grow on that land will be yours. We're not going to do a corporate engagement any longer. You know, thus it has the starts and the seeds of the free enterprise system and hard work and result and, you know, meritocracy, so to speak. So that starts to happen. The reality is that, and history tells us that, you know, things went very well from that time forward because people were participating and they had skin in the game. So now you go through the process, and here we are in the American Revolution, and we come back, you know, to some common sense principles that our founding fathers wanted to implement based on their study of governments around the world, obviously, and study of the Bible as well. And they came up with this great American experiment. And here we are 245 years later. And we find ourselves at this incredible crossroad. And it is one that we should not be surprised. I mean, I was speaking with a bunch of guys the other day and said, you know, we knew this was going to happen. We knew the force toward a one world government was going to happen. And when you consider where we are right now, first of all, you know, in order to give up something, you have to create such dissatisfaction with the status quo. This is all part of the Marxist playbook. Going down the line, Howard Zinn, I mean, they all preach the same thing. You've got to convince people that what they have in their hand is less desirable, that it really is not as good as maybe they perceived it to be. And so there's been a total onslaught and propaganda campaign against the free enterprise system, against the American dream. And then Donald Trump comes into play and reminds everybody how great America is. And he actually produces on his promises. And he takes the regulation boot off of the throats of productive Americans. And what do? It was like he had all this pent-up energy. I mean, going into his administration, look what was happening, you know, with unemployment. I mean, and I understand, you know, Barack Obama's economists would like to say differently. But, you know, to talk about jobs on their face, what happened is people were working two or three jobs. They had to because of Obamacare. If you recall, when Obamacare came into play, it put such an onus on the owners of companies that had more than 50 employees, right? And so guess what? They started de-employing people or reducing their significance. So they went from full-time to part-time. Well, people still have bills to pay. They still have a family to feed. So they had to make up the difference. So they had to pick up another job or two in order to make the same amount of money they made. And hopefully they made enough additional that they could afford health care. And it wasn't like Obamacare was free. In some cases it was. But then we get back to that old game again. Do you have skin in the game? And are we just raising and supporting people who are entitled and that fit the mold of government dependence? Because this is what's been moving. I mean, moving through the decades, not just in recent history, but this has been going on for a long time, is the globalists, the powers to be, the elites of the bureaucracy, that deep state, if you want to call it that. But it's not the forces, it's not the benign forces, or even, you know, the forces for good that would want to say we're going to support a government that enlarges the human experience and each human individual. No, we want to mediocritize them. This is the thing that just galls me more than anything. I mean, everything about socialism can bother you, but there's always one or two things in particular that stand out. I mean, the fact that it ends up killing a lot of people, that's bothersome as well. But initially on its face, I don't know about you, but I have fought mediocrity all my life. I just cannot stomach mediocrity. But the systems, there are some systemic issues that wants to mediocritize the whole process. I mean, in some sporting examples, like a LeBron James, that you're so outstanding, that meritocracy, pays you very well. But, you know, for the average basketball player, you still make some good money, and it's okay, but you're not LeBron James. Because that's the nature of the free enterprise system. If you work hard and you've got the goods and you can deliver, and you can deliver championships, guess what? You know, you're worthy of not only the praise, but plenty of money. That's the free enterprise system. That's the capitalism system. Because LeBron James, as a force, is providing. Like it or not, he provides a service. There's certain things I don't like, obviously, but he provides a service to the fans of the Los Angeles Lakers now. Okay? And he is well compensated for it, and he brought them a championship this year. So all honor and glory to the likes of LeBron James and others that create business, that create opportunity. And the idea that LeBron James, you know, can make so much money, what he does, he's a leader. And he opens up the possibilities for other players to make more money because he has expanded the marketplace. So there's nothing wrong with that, I believe. And some people would fight that issue and say, well, that's a problem. LeBron James just should not be making that kind of money. Well, it's LeBron James's responsibility with that money and his talent to, serve his family and serve others, which he does, and, be a good citizen. And that's up to LeBron James. That's an individual decision. But the government shouldn't come in into LeBron James and say, okay, look, you made all this money, so we're going to take all this money away from you because, hey, you're special, you're blessed, and you don't know what to do with all that money anyway, so we're going to take it away and we're going to reassign it. We do that with Bill Gates. We're going to do that with Jeff Bezos. And, that's not the way America works. That's not what liberty is all about. No doubt, along the way and through history, there's going to be people who, are there. It's right time, their talent, their gift, what they can provide for the country and for others is so significant that they will be dutifully compensated. I don't have a problem with that. And there's some people that do. But meanwhile, there is this contrarian force that is rising and one that we've anticipated and have seen coming over the horizon over the years. And that is a force of government that wants you to be reliant on the government. You didn't do that. It's the government that did that. Isn't that what Barack Obama said? This was all conditioning, kind of like what we were talking about earlier with Dr. Wilfred Riley. We have been, softened up to be open to government control. Again, for people of faith, they understand where this is all ending up because we see this as a one-world government move. And this is exactly what's going on. This is what is on display with the globalists and the influence they had with the Biden campaign on all levels. Not just, it included corporate America. It included the mainstream media, big tech, go right on down the line, part and parcel to upend what we know and love as the American dream.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other.